Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Late Night Girls right here every Tuesday at 10. What's up? How you doing,
hey,
love?
I'm doing very well, very well. Happy to be here. Another week. And, oh, my God, it was so warm today. Did you go outside yet? Tell me you went outside today.
I did go out briefly. Compared to yesterday, yes, it was very warm outside. And I'm telling you, this weather has me going crazy. I don't know
Absolutely.
About you guys, but it's like the back and forth. I don't know. I just can't take this. This is just like, ugh, it's too much. Too much back and forth. Like, stop it. I'd just rather it be cold already, you know?
No,
like, stop confusing
no,
I know,
I
but I don't want it to
it's
be cold
okay.
one day. No, but, like, not cold one day, you know, like freezing your butt off, and then the next day it's, like, warm again. I can't do that. It needs to
yeah.
be consistent so I know consistently what kind of clothes to put in my
wear.
Closet?
That's crazy. Oh, wow. But either way, it's like freezing
me.
In the office anyway.
Absolutely, absolutely. It is cold
that.
In the office, and I do hate that as well.
Oh my gosh,
but listen, we've got an awesome show coming up, everybody. I hope you're all tuned in right now. This is your chance to win a free copy of The Girly Girl's Guide to Living a Fabulously Fulfilled Life by moi, yours truly, Marita. So check that out. I post it on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, okay? So go to our page, The Late Night Girls, and comment below. You know what? This is what me and Jim was talking about. People don't read. Read.
Read it.
If you want to win the book, comment below the picture or next to the picture, however it is. Just comment and tell us what being a girly girl is to you. Like, what does that mean to you? Okay, give us your little definition. Doesn't have to be anything long. Doesn't have to be anything too deep. Just simply comment and say, what is a girly girl to you? You don't even have to start off with a complete sentence. Just give us that little fragment, a phrase, you know, something quick, a sentence or two, you know, a couple words, whatever. It's all good. And just let us know, what is a girly girl to you? And at some point during the show, we will announce, that's right, we will announce the winner of the book. Because we all love free stuff, right? I know I do.
Okay.
And I thought that you would, too. So you can get that free book. You can skip all that shipping and handling and all that stuff and payment. Yeah, get something free. Everybody loves free. So, again, go to our Facebook page, The Late Night Girls. Like our page if you haven't already liked it. And make sure that you go and comment under that. And, look, even if you're a guy, it's okay. What do you think a girly girl is? So you can win that book for your daughter, your girlfriend, your wife, your mother, your sister, your cousin, your auntie, whoever, okay?
That's right, baby.
Adults
with some cool stuff.
Exactly. So how's your weekend been, Jen? What have you been up to?
Oh, my weekend was pretty cool. It was Halloween, of course. So the baby went out trick-or-treating with her dad, so I didn't have to take care of that part or whatever.
Oh, nice.
And I did my own little thing. Yeah, so it was cool. It was pretty cool. Better than
awesome,
the last
awesome.
Couple of weeks, which has been pretty quiet, so it's kind of good to
okay.
go out. And you know what? I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
that I'm getting a little older, because once you go out, you know, now I'm feeling like now I could only do like about a party a week or probably a party every month, because I went out and then I was just like, wow, how did I used to do this? Like, I just couldn't do it. The next day, it was too much. But you had a pretty, pretty exciting weekend. How was yours?
It was great. And just to comment to your, you know, you're getting older and you don't like to party as much. I just think that it comes with time anyway. Like, you know, nobody has time for that. You have a real life and you've got to work and you got kids and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. Like, there is no time because our energy is just, like, consumed with the work, the kids, business, you know, just different things. And I'm like, it's just such a waste of time just to go out and party every single weekend.
Right.
You know, wow. Like, grow up. So that's all it is. It's maturity. And I'm doing it, even though I'm not as old as you. No, I'm kidding.
But, oh, my gosh.
Just kidding.
We all know you're the oldest, but.
Okay. We won't talk about our ages right now. It's all good.
Okay.
But our Halloween was cool. So, you know, we normally don't celebrate Halloween. We normally go to church, something called Harvest Fest or Hallelujah Night, things like that. So we actually did the Harvest Fest at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit in Bridgeport, Connecticut, which was awesome because they had some of my favorite artists there. One of them, which was Mally Music, and we play his music right here on the show. I love that dude. And, like, I didn't hear his entire new album until just this past weekend. And, oh, my gosh, I've just had it on repeat in the car. And then just seeing him perform live, it's like, whoa. It was amazing. I met some other artists, Kentrell. I met The Truth. He's a Christian rapper, and he was off the hook. So going to be interviewing him soon. I met Dion Kipping. Going to be interviewing him soon as well. He was awesome gospel singer. So it was like a really nice night. And believe it or not, we left there at like 1 o'clock in the morning. So,
ooh, party hard, huh?
It was just like, whoa, I cannot believe I stayed out till 1:30 in the morning, you know, at this church listening to these artists and stuff. But they were great. They were great. There's another group of about five people. I think it was two girls and three guys. They're called Livray. So this was my first time hearing of them, and they were amazing singers, performers, praise worshipers. Like, they were really, really good. And they were young, too. So, like, everybody was, like, in their 20s. It was just awesome to hear that type of music and from the youth. Like, it was just live.
Right.
I mean, let me tell you, they were turned up for Jesus. Like, everybody in that place, you was like, oh, my gosh. Like, trust me. Like, you'd want to go next year. Like, for real.
That sounds exciting.
Wow. It was, but Trent, on the other hand, he didn't care which way, whatever we did. He was just like, concert. I don't know. He's not really into concerts right now. I mean, he is only 9, and he was asleep most of the time. Like, he was first into the music, then he got tired, and then he went to sleep. I was like, what? How can you sleep through all this? Like, I know. I was like, what? I was shocked. I'm like, all right. And then we did it again the next night, went to the first annual Celebration of Soul, and we've got some live footage for you guys. I got to interview Tank briefly behind stage, and that was amazing to meet him as well as some other people. But let me tell you, Tank is my man. I love Tank. Like, I always loved him. Like, always, always, always.
Oh, he's
I actually
so
met
sexy.
Him when I was 17. Yes, girl. I met him when I was 17, right, in Jackson, Mississippi. And that's when he was first coming out. And, you know, I think he had Maybe I Deserve at that time. And he was off the hook. That's when I fell in love with him. And, you know, I never thought that years later I would actually get a chance to meet him, crack up with him behind stage, and be shaking hands, hugging him and everything. I'm like, hey! I tried not to be a groupie. I was, like, trying to be all cool and professional. But, you know, I think I pulled it off, but he did see my little silly side behind stage, which was awesome. So he was like, I like that. You're silly. Look at you. You're so animated. I was like, ah. So it was fun.
That must have been amazing.
Really, really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, it was awesome. It was off the hook. So we're going to play that interview for you guys in just a few minutes. So listen, do not go anywhere. Don't touch that browser. But right now, I do want to play my man. We're going to play, where is it? Molly Music. And let's see. I'm thinking that this is the one I want to do. Now, this is one off of his new album. This is Ready, Aim, Fire by Mr. Molly Music. And if you haven't heard of him and you don't listen to his music now, please Google him right now as well, and make sure you keep that going. All right, so we'll be right back. Here's my man, Molly Music, Ready, Aim, Fire.
I'm on an airplane, and the destination of the flight is to the other side. Guess I had to go there. Guess I had to come here, yeah. I don't know where I'm from, but now I'm headed where I'm going, right? But there are powers in the air, you can't see them. And they have rockets and machine guns. And they're firing on my plane. But I say fire! Cause it's sideways, trying to take water to a dry place, trying to take hope where it ain't night, trying to take low to a high place, want to make the shooter put the gun down, so a mother gets to hold the sun now, want to make the lame man run again, make the blind man see the sun again, but all I hear is bang, bang, gag, gag, I don't think the pilots really want that, breathing down my neck, always on my back, got the guns out, but I see fire. The destination of this rocket is to outer space. Guess I have to go there. Guess I had to come here, yeah. I'm from the earth, but I've been taken to another place. And there are powers even there, but you can't.
I just love that song. That was Molly Music, and you're now listening to The Late Night Girls with Jen and Marita. Make sure you stay tuned in with us every Tuesday at 10. Yeah! So we've got a lot going on. Remember, it's not too late to comment on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, on my page to actually win your free copy of the Girly Girls Guide. Okay, baby? All right, hope you do that, because we're going to be announcing that in just a few minutes. We have got some special things coming up, special exclusive footage with Tank. That's right. He came here, first annual Celebration of Soul. But first, I just want to give a special shout-out to Lamont Mystifical Young, hip-hop nerd photography. Now, let me tell you about this dude right here. I mean, he does it all. Very talented hip-hop artist. But he's also a very talented photographer, and that's what he's been doing a lot more of lately. He actually took the photos for the Late Night Girls that you see on our flyer, on our Facebook page, and my headshots that I have right now on my my personal profile page that's on my Twitter page. That was all done by the Hip Hop Nerd Photographer. You can find him on Facebook, Hip Hop Nerd photographer. That's what it actually gets. So make sure I have that right. Hip hop nerd photographer. Look him up. Seriously, if you're anywhere in the tri-state area, look, you want to put your memories into the hands of a professional. So entrust this man with all those special memories. I know I would. And listen, the proof is in the pudding. You can see exactly the work that he's done on his page and what he's done for me. And I love it. Right, Jen? Aren't we so cute in those pictures?
Yes, he came out perfectly and professional. Like, if you really want professional stuff, not those guys from around the way that have, like, those little studios and whatever. If you want the real deal and professional, like, really professional, you have to check out the Hip Hop Nerd Photographer. He is the best. And we had so much fun with him, you know, when he did our shoot.
Right. And I think what's important, too, like, in a photographer, you want somebody that you're comfortable with as well. So, like I said, like she said, he was fun to be around. He was just real cool. Like, he didn't make you feel uneasy or anything. And I think, like, that's the most important part of, like, capturing the best memories, like, when you're really comfortable around somebody. And a lot, he's a really good people person. Let's just put it like that. Mm-hmm. So make sure you check him out on Facebook, Hip Hop Nerd Photography. And also, you know what? I'm just, like, I'm tripping out right now because the holidays are coming. And I must just say, I don't know if it's just me, but it's, like, a little bit overwhelming right now to see all these Christmas decorations everywhere. I mean, we haven't even made it to Thanksgiving yet,
everywhere.
I'm seeing that. I mean, it was even in October, like, before Halloween even came. There was, like, Christmas decorations, and I'm seeing, like, Stop and Shop and Dollar Tree and all these places. I'm like, no, wait, can we just focus on one at a time?
It kind of puts you in the mood, like the whole festivity of it all. Like, here's Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's like, to me, it's just all the same. It's all around the same time, and it's just a bunch of fun and family and happiness. And I just love to see it when I go shopping. I do love to see the Christmas decorations up and being sold, and the Thanksgiving stuff. It really puts me in a really good mood. I don't know.
I understand that, but I just didn't want to see it, like, before Halloween even came out. I'm like, not that I celebrate Halloween,
yeah,
but I'm like, still, this is too
much.
Early. I don't know, and I feel like October lasted for, like, 5 minutes. Like, 5 minutes, and it's gone.
October went really fast for me, too. I agree with that.
And already, I feel like Thanksgiving is going to be, like, 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. Who knows? But it's going to get out of here really quickly. And we've only got a couple months left before the new year. And I'm thinking, like, what did we accomplish over the new year? Think about that, folks. What did you accomplish over the new year? And, dwell on that. Listen, today was election day. I hope you voted.
Right.
Did you vote, Jean?
Oh, absolutely.
I know you did.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm not going to leave my future in the hands of other people and just be like, oh, you know, I'm only one vote. It doesn't matter. But it does matter. Right now, we're you know, not to get too political, but, like, the Republicans are going to take over the Senate, you know, if we allow it, and that's going to be causing so much problems. You know, they already are against women reproductive, you know, like abortion clinics. Let's say that's the best thing. But I believe in everyone's right for choice. You know, whatever you decide, it shouldn't be against the law to do what you want to do. And that's just one example, but things like that, you know, they can't control everything. So vote.
Right. Well, my thing is, too, that people fought and died for us to vote. Like, they made so many sacrifices, like Martin Luther King and other people, you know, activists and civil rights leaders and things like that. Like, people back in the day could not vote, you know. Black people could not vote. So especially people of color, I'm like, you better get out there now that we are able to vote. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me that you don't feel like it's important enough when people, again, they died for this to happen. So I just find it kind of crazy that they would do that, you know? But, you know, on to the next right now. I definitely voted, and I'm praying that most of you went out and voted as well. I don't normally go to singles events. Yeah, definitely. Like I said, I don't normally go to singles events. I don't go to singles events, but I told people that I would promote this, the UPN, Urban Professionals Network, in New Haven, Connecticut, is holding a singles event November 21st. So, you know, if you're in the area and you'd like to check that out, you can go look this up on Eventbrite.com. It says the UPN presents Single to Mingle Volume 3, a young professional speed dating event. That's right. That's Friday, November 21st at 7:30 p.m. Look that up. I am not the one to go to these singles events. I just don't see the need myself. But I'm like, I meet people all over anytime. I just don't want to go to a singles event and be speed dating. 5 minutes, you're up. Go to the next person. Like, I'm just not into that. I feel like, you know, it'll happen when it happens. I'll meet person when I meet them. Whatever. So, but I did say I would shout that out. So, yeah, there you go, boo. There you go. Now, without further ado, I'm just going to play this little clip with Tank. Let me just say again, I absolutely loved meeting Tank. It was like a dream for me. And to be able to actually interview him briefly behind the stage was awesome. And let me tell you, he is a funny dude. Like, I did not expect him to be that funny. It's just so cool. A little cocky can be, but I can see that. But he's cool. And congratulations to him and Zena Foster. You know, they're engaged right now. And they have another baby on the way.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even know any of this.
Oh, what? You didn't know that? Oh, my gosh. Him and Zena Foster, they're welcoming Zion pretty soon. And they already have another baby girl named Zoe. And I was like,
oh, I love that name.
I know.
Well, congratulations to them. That's so beautiful.
Tell me about it. And that was the only reason I just didn't grab him and give him a big old kiss on the lips and cheek.
Yeah, down the security. Don't get crazy.
I know. I'm just joking, y'all. I'm just joking. Like, my mom's going to be taking me. I'm kidding, mother. Oh, you know, the trip, like when your mom's on Facebook and they're on your page and stuff, they ask you about stuff you don't post it. I'm just playing. Love you, Mom. Love you. All right. Here is our little clip from Tank interview that I did at the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut. It was the first annual Celebration of Soul. Here we go.
Hey, this is your girl Marita from the Late Night Girls, and we're here live behind the scenes at the first annual Celebration of Soul. And guess who I'm here with? I have Tank. Yeah.
I wish they could see how animated you are right now. even though nobody can see you, like, you're like, you got the full thing happening.
I love it. Listen, we really, really enjoyed your performance on stage. Thank you so much for coming out. Mm-hmm. So what do you feel like being a part? You know, you're an R&B singer, right? Coming to a full gospel show, kind of. It's a mix. How does that make you feel?
I'm no stranger to this place. So.
I know. I've seen that you were born and raised in a church.
Yeah, this is...
Was your grandmother somebody that had you in church?
Great. My grandmother's the pastor. Great grandmother, head of the mother's board. My mama, choir, everything. Me, minister of music. So I'm no stranger to this place. So I'm just happy to be invited. I'm blessed to be a part of it.
Good.
It was good. We had a good time.
So what do you have coming up?
New album is out now, so check that out. Stronger, please. Stronger You, the fitness company. We launch in January. Check that out. Let's get you in shape. We got the movies coming, November Rule. We got, what movie did I just finish? A couple things. Yeah, just look for me on HBO.
Listen,
look for me on Showtime.
Looking.
Look for me in the movie
now,
theater.
Now, I said I was going to say this, and I told all my friends, because last year I had my 30th birthday party. It was like this super sweet celebrity soiree, right? And I said, I'm going to email Tank and reach out every way I can. And I did. Of course, I didn't hear anything back. So here I am a year later. And now, you know, I am interviewing you. So this is great.
Crazy.
You didn't have to sing.
Yeah. I don't know who you emailed, but yeah, I would have responded. I would have told you I'm not going to be there. I would have
told
you. I'm just playing.
I do want to let you know that when I get married at some point to whoever that is, that I do want you to sing at my wedding.
Okay.
So we need to make that happen.
This is Star Saving.
Okay. All right. Love it, right? Thank you, Savin. All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Again, this is Marita with the Late Night Girls. Thank you so much. First annual Celebration of Soul. Welcome to Connecticut. Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty, bye-bye.
Now, that was my interview with Tank. Is that a little crazy? I did a little laughing, but on some parts, I don't know if you heard where he said, he was like, you know, when I said that, that I wanted him to come to my birthday party and I reached out and everything, he was like, oh, well, I don't know who you emailed, but I would have wrote you back and told you that I couldn't make it. So that's why I was cracking up, because I was like, no, he didn't say that. And then there was the part where the part at the end, he's like, well, I said I wanted him to sing at my wedding eventually. He said, okay, well, this is what you do. You start saving now. So I'm like, this man is such a human. He is crazy. But as you heard, he has a new movie coming out. He has Stronger You Fitness Company, which I did not know before that night. And he was very in shape, might I add. So I could definitely see him doing that. So physical fitness, looks like he's definitely taking care of his body. I mean, he was solid. He's slim, but he's solid. And you could see it in the mm-hmm. arms, the abs. I was like, go ahead, tank. So mm-hmm. that was a lot of fun. That. I also interviewed Joy Starr, Shantae Moore, and Erica Campbell. So I'll be playing those over the next couple weeks. But again, that was going to be in tank. Yeah. What's really cool, though, is that he now has a copy of The Girly Girl's Guide for his 13-year-old daughter, and he wants him to come to the camp, Camp Girly Girl. That'll be on Saturday, March 21st, and I hope you'll be there, so you better sign up. Go to campgirlygirls.com, all right, so you can chill out with the rest of us girls, and Tank's daughters might be there as well. So that would be awesome. What else is going on? Oh, let's go right to the What is that? You know, I'm doing 1,000 things. Okay, what we're going to do now is announce the winner, yeah, the winner of the book. Hope you are listening, people. So what I did was post it, like I mentioned earlier, the flyer of the book that we're giving away, a free copy of The Girly Girl's Guide to Living a Fabulously Fulfilled Life. And I wanted people to comment below and tell me what a girly girl means to them. And let's just see what some of these comments are. Well, I already looked at them, and I did pick one that I really liked. And it got a couple other likes on Facebook as well. So, Miss Renday Wilson, you are the winner. And let me just read what Renday said. She says, being a girly girl means having class, style, and self-respect. Empowering women and encouraging them to be all that they can be and more, all while being supportive. And you know what? It's definitely important to be supportive, you know, as a girly girl. You know, keep your class, keep your style, respect yourself. That's so important. And, you know, I am all for empowering women and encouraging them, and that's what this book is all about, empowering and encouraging other young women and girls. So congratulations to Ms. Renday Wilson. Hope you're listening in right now, because that was the requirement to listen in live, girly girl. And send us an inbox so I can get your address. So go to the Late Night Girls, inbox me right now, and let us know that you're listening so I can get that book out to you, baby. Okay, thank you so much, and congratulations to you again, my darling.
Congratulations. That was a great little quote that she left there. I agree with that. So definitely support. All about women supporting each other.
Oh, I really, really like that. Oh, my gosh. Time totally flies.
Unfortunately, it's about that time, Arita.
I know. Bye-bye. I wasn't ready. I'm so not ready. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well,
we do.
As you all know, folks, listen, if nobody told you they loved you on today,
we love you. Yes, we do. We love you so much. Absolutely. But more importantly, God does too. And until next time, we hope to hear from you on Facebook. Send us an email, send us a note. Like our Facebook page. Listen, keep up with all the latest news and everything. Be the first to know, you know, who's coming up next, who we're interviewing, which celebrity, which artist we have coming up, which author we're going to be speaking to. Be the first to know that by signing up and liking our page on Facebook, The Late Night Girls. And go into blogtalkradio.com/girlygirlradio.com and subscribe. We want to get those numbers up to actually subscribe. A lot of people listen to our show, but we need some subscribers. Yeah, don't just tune in every week and not subscribe. We want you to do that, baby. Okay. Yeah, that's about it. And we're just going to play this little
You're
thing.
You're listening to The Late Night Girls with Jen and Marisa. Keep it locked right here every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. blogtalkradio.com/girlygirlradio.